Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Cal Wyman, Knoxville Fire Chief, about his department.
With Cal Wyman. Cal, can you talk about the 2023 year in review for the Knoxville Fire Department and EMS?
Yeah, so we had a pretty action-packed year. We saw a 7.5% increase in our calls. Total number of calls this year of 2,612. And then we can even break that a little bit further. We had 599 interfacility transfers, 1,777 EMS calls, and 236 fire calls.
Those are big numbers.
Yeah, like I said, it's a pretty good increase. We are the busiest service in the county, followed behind by Pella EMS. But yeah, it takes a lot to make these numbers. To respond on this many calls takes a lot of resources and a lot of dedicated individuals that work long and grueling hours to make this happen. And they're kind of the reason that we're successful at making this happen and being able to respond to it. To the call volume that we have.
Let me lead 2023 into 2024 proposed budget. With such large numbers, 7.5% increase from the year before, is that part of the reason why requesting three part-time people, because it's tough to meet the demand?
Right, it's the fact that, obviously as calls go up, so does our need for resources go up. Last year, we used our third ambulance about 500 times. We don't have staffing on hand to staff that third ambulance all the time. We used our fourth ambulance about 60 times, and that ambulance was only put in service about half the year. So as we see these numbers come up, we see that the demand for responses go up, to try to be adequate staff to respond to the number of requests we're getting was the reason that we have decided to try to increase by one person per shift. That would give us five per shift instead of four, allowing us to staff additional ambulances and respond to multiple calls at once at the same time. Because it seems like here you get one call, 10, 15 minutes later you get your second call, maybe a half hour later you get your third call. So there's days where almost everything comes at once, and then trying to be able to make sure we have the resources available is kind of the planning that we put into that and why we come up to the numbers we come up with.
Do you have any idea why the numbers would really increase like that from one year to the next?
Actually, that's pretty consistent for us. Last year we were about 7.2%. And the year before that, we were just around 8%. So the 7.5% has become a pretty common increase for us each year, right around that area. And I don't see it. I don't see us slowing down. I don't see that number coming down at all. As we have an aging population, that is going to be one of those things that continues to increase as Knoxville continues to grow. That's going to be a continued increase on that number. We did we had a study completed this October, giving us like a 5-year projection on stuff, so we can kind of plan better and hopefully forecast better. And 5 years, they're predicting the calls for us to be over 3,300 a year, and that's taking into account what we have now, the growth that's coming in Knoxville, and all that stuff, and it. They have some formulas they can put it in and figure it out, and they're predicting in 5 years our call volume will be 3,300 and some change.
Does that take into effect the extra housing that's getting ready to be,
yep,
like the VA?
That took into effect the VA, the Cadiz properties, and a couple other townhomes and apartment buildings that are been approved by the city for construction.
And the construction behind Walmart out there.
Yep.
Right? Oh, that is Kading, right?
Yep.
Okay. Can you get into the 2024 proposed budget? a lot of these numbers led into what your proposed budget.
Right. And then obviously as calls go up, so does the amount of fuel you use, service and maintaining the apparatus. Gas prices haven't really come down back to where they were before COVID. So as we see the increase in cost that we're paying for equipment and fuel and oil and services that we need to keep the fleet running, that is really the major increase in our budget. We operate here a pretty flat budget. When we ask what we put into our budget, we have needs for. We don't have any frills. We don't budget any extra. It's mainly to keep the doors open, the vehicles running, and our people paid.
And take care of the public, right?
Right, and that's exactly what we're trying to do, is make sure that we have the resources here to provide the service that we have been providing to the public the entire time.
When you first came on for the job yourself here as the chief, did you see these numbers come at such a high rate?
We did some projections when I got here, and we saw that there was going to be an increase. I don't think their projections were as high as we are. I think they were projecting us like a 5% increase from the years, and we've always been consistently above the projected increase. So it wasn't that we didn't project the increases, we just didn't project as high of increases.
And your department just keeps going forward, and you meet the needs, and you even got Glory the dog in here, and that's been a big benefit, right?
Yeah, the dog has been a huge benefit in the community. It has brought a lot of things that we didn't anticipate, and it was kind of a project that just kind of fell in our laps. We weren't even really going out and soliciting that. It just, the partnerships worked out and everything fell into place, and it happened really quickly.
Cal, we've talked about a lot, and I'm sure we could have talked about a whole lot more, but we're kind of out of time, so I want to thank you for your time.
No problem, anytime.
Thanks to Cal Wyman for joining us on today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. People's Bank in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.